It's KX93.5. Yeah, it's 8 o'clock, just before the top of the hour. You heard Larkin Poe with Trouble in Mind. I'm Jason Fetty. Tyler Russell's over there. But we're going to talk to Sarah Warner, who's in the studio right now. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
How are you? You and I have got one thing very in common, and we should maybe start a support group. We're both married to British people.
Well, somebody had to do it, right?
Well, there were no Brits left in Britain to marry. I've dragged my wife. I dragged my husband over here.
And then you married Ava.
And then I married Ava, yeah. But he's still around, just for weekends.
We should all have a British husband in the background, right?
Right. So Sarah's married to Malcolm Warner, who's the, what's his official
the
title?
The director.
Director.
Executive director of Lagoon Art Museum.
Art Museum, yeah. But you're not here because of that.
No.
No. You're here because you're also Laguna Beach Live's education director.
Yes, I am.
And Laguna Beach Live, of course, I always say goes from strength to strength. That's my little catchphrase about Laguna Beach Live. But they're so brilliant. They bring jazz and bluegrass and classical music and all different kinds of stuff to town at affordable prices for the audience. And they do a
Absolutely.
Brilliant job of that. We'll talk about the concert next week in a minute. But tell us a bit more about the Music and Kids program.
So the Music and Kids program is the program that I was hired to grow and expand. And what we do is we bring musicians from, many of them from the LA area, but from anywhere, even in local musicians, of course, bring them to the Boys and Girls Club and have them work with the kids, do some performing, have them interact. They do presentations. So it's music appreciation, but it's also a little more than that. We try and get the kids involved as much as possible. And
so they do little sort of workshops with the kids as well. They don't just come in and do a show.
It's a combination. So sometimes they might allow the kids to actually play their instrument. Sometimes they have the kids conduct them.
Yeah.
And then when on the weeks when the professional musicians coming in are not there, I teach my own classes. So I've created some different classes and things that I feel the kids would really respond to, or there may be a hole that I see that
music
needs to
related.
Be filled.
Are you a musician
Absolutely.
Yourself?
Yes, I am. I'm a violinist and I play a little piano and sing. So, for example, at St. Patrick's Day, I was doing some Irish fiddling with them and teaching them a little jig. And at Halloween time, we talk about what makes scary music or what makes music scary.
Oh, that's interesting, right? So the sort of technical aspects of that.
Yes. So we talked about contrasts and dynamics and,
There aren't many musicians, I don't think, who haven't taught at one time or another just to keep the, money flowing in.
Sure.
So most musicians that I know have got some experience of that anyway, and they've got some tips to impart to kids that are perhaps just starting out in music or trying to understand what classical music is or jazz or... Because those things for kids are complicated, aren't they?
They are very complicated, but, the kids are so fantastic. They're so curious. They're so willing to just jump in with anything. You know, I've had steel drums. I've had marimbas. We've had mandolin players. An amazing wide range of genres and instruments, and the kids just respond so well to everything, really.
It's a huge thing to do because we know, it's controversial at the moment, isn't it, that there's not enough art in schools or the programs get cut because of financial considerations. So the fact that you're able to do that in that sort of that time between school and the parents coming home from work is really, it's a great thing.
It's great fun. And, sometimes kids come in and they're maybe not sure if that's what they want. And then you give them a drum and boy,
have you seen some transformations? Have you really seen some kids pick up the baton? Music.
I've definitely seen kids who were already slightly interested really grow with that interest. And, and part of the other part of what I do, and this is, again, connected with why I've seen this growth, is that the school district of Laguna Beach has, in the last 3 years, really pushed music, particularly strings. And the other part of my job is going into the public schools, and I help once a week, roughly, at the two elementary schools and at the middle school, coaching strings. And so I have overlap with kids. And so those
are
those kids.
You see them in different places.
And and they see me and they, wait a minute. And that's really great.
Sure. You're listening to KX93.5. It's Laguna's only FM. Sarah Warner is here, who is Laguna Beach Live's education director. They bring in, they have a program called Laguna Beach Live Music and Kids Program. They bring professional musicians from all over into the Boys and Girls Club regularly, and the kids get to interact with those musicians, and they get to play and listen to music that they wouldn't necessarily be able to have access to otherwise. So, Wednesday, April 27th, this is the big deal, right? Next Wednesday, 6 to 8 is 7 degrees. Legendary jazz and blues singer Barbara Morrison, who I talked to last year, actually, when she came to town. And I'm going to talk to her again, I think, tomorrow on the radio here. And she's so brilliant. I mean, they've got an art centre named after her up there in LA.
Yeah.
So it's a big deal.
She performed for us last year doing the fundraising concert that is the same concert this year, the same fundraising event. And she is just an absolute, if you haven't heard her, please come down, because she's an absolute professional, phenomenal musician.
Yeah.
She's done so many things, performed with a lot of the great jazz and blues performers. And
she has. She's a total diva too. A lot of fun.
In the best possible way.
She's great. And that is that gig, why we're mentioning that is because it's a fundraiser, right?
Yes, and it helps provide funds for what I do, the outreach that we do for Laguna Beach Live,
yeah,
working with the kids.
Fantastic. Well, it's an important thing to support this, really. And, you know, people can think that music's frivolous, but it creates cognitive skills and all kinds of stuff for kids that you wouldn't necessarily be able to pinpoint and say, here's a result. But there's a new, in a nuanced way, very important music, as we know, for brain development. And
absolutely.
All of that.
And social development as well.
Right.
Having the kids cooperate and collaborate is it's amazing what happens.
Well, I never thought of that, but it does when you certainly when you play in a band.
Right.
You've got to be listening and watching everybody without judgment and just get on with it.
Absolutely.
And that's how we operate here at KX93.5. Except we judge. Similar sort of thing.
But we still operate.
We do operate. Yeah. All right, Sarah, thanks. Anything else I should know about this?
No, just please come to the concert. We'd love to have you. It's at 7 degrees next Wednesday evening. Go to Laguna Beach Live.
Yeah.
And buy tickets. Thanks
Laguna
so much.
LagunaBeachLive.org.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. I'm going to give a pair of tickets away to that a little later on.